Listener supported. WNYC Studios.
Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
So we have a few minutes left for a brief preview of what the Parks Department of New York City is calling It's My Park Day on Saturday. It's a way to involve local communities in your neighborhood parks. And over the next few days, we're going to take a look at a park in each borough. So joining us to kick off this series, talking about a really exciting new park in the South Bronx, is Alexi Torres Fleming. She's the founder and executive director of Youth Ministries for Peace and Justice, an organization that, in their words, works to rebuild the neighborhoods of Bronx River and Soundview Bruckner in the South Bronx by preparing young people to become prophetic voices for peace and justice. Alexi, that's a tall order. Prophetic. People are trying to survive. You want them to be prophetic voices for peace and justice.
Absolutely. I think the great tradition of being a prophetic voice is to speak truth to power and to not be afraid to take on challenges that seem insurmountable, not unlike the challenge of the concrete plant park, which we're going to talk about.
Concrete plant park. What is it? Where is it?
Concrete Plant Park is a stretch of land along the Bronx River in the South Bronx. It is nestled between Westchester Avenue and the number 6 train and the Bruckner Expressway. It was a long time abandoned piece of property, although many years ago when I was a little girl, my dad actually used to go there to catch the boats that would go out to the Long Island fisheries. But for many years it had been abandoned. It was an active concrete plant. And young people from Youth Ministries for Peace and Justice came upon it about 10 years ago. Because it's right along the waterfront, really thought it would be an amazing opportunity to create this community's first waterfront park. Young people, as you know, this community, we're in the poorest congressional district in the United States. Lack of access to green space and open space is a real issue. And I think young people felt like, you know, Fresh Air Fund is a great thing, going away to camp is a great thing, but here we have this extraordinary resource right in our backyards. And how do we begin together as a community to reclaim this and make it a park? And that 10-year struggle has culminated now.
10-year struggle.
It's a 10-year struggle.
Was there a lot of resistance to what sounds like a simple, you know, mom and apple pie idea of putting a park where there's a little space?
You wouldn't believe the resistance, and it's surprising at every, you know, at every turn where you think you can sort of put your feet up and relax because you've gotten the victory, something else comes up. And so some of the first struggles we encountered were that there were actually people living on the site. There were squatters living on the site, and we really believe that people needed to be placed in other places with dignity and respect, and so worked really closely with Catholic Charities and other groups to help move people from the site. The next big challenge came in actually getting people to believe that it could be a park. You know, the Parks Department didn't and still doesn't, is not, you know, resourced to the extent mm-hmm. that it deserves to be and needs to be.
Right. So this is under construction now but not yet open?
It's construction should be complete by the end of the summer, and we expect to have ribbon cutting in the fall.
Oh, that'll be great. So it won't be open for Saturday's It's My Park Day,
no.
But you have something going on in conjunction with this?
Yes. Well, what we're trying to do is, you know, this is one of three waterfront parks that will be opening up in the community over the next few years, and we live in a beautiful and diverse immigrant community, and so we are really focusing on getting the immigrant community out to parks. And so there's a park not too far away from the concrete plant park called El Parque de los Niños, Children's Park. It's on South Morrison Avenue and between Westchester and Watson Avenue. And we're going to have a great day of activities out there from 11 to 4 o'clock.
I hear you're going to have a boat launch with kayaks and canoes.
We'll have some boats, folks going down the Bronx River at the same time as this event is going on, and checking out the waterfront and introducing them to what will be coming out in their neighborhood.
And music and vendors and kids events.
Absolutely.
From 11 to 4, take the 6 train to Soundview, Morrison Avenue, and we leave it there with Alexi Torres-Fleming, founder and executive director of Youth Ministries for Peace and Justice. She's been working for years to get this concrete plant park open, so congratulations on that.
Thank you.
Brian Lehrer on WNYC, thanks a lot for listening today, everybody. Hope you keep pledges coming. And Leonard Lopez is coming up right after the news. He's got Gene Hackman and author Daniel Lenihan, who have co-written a new historical novel set in the Civil War. On States of the Union, they'll talk about Oregon, and on Underreported, how air pollution is affecting the bees. This is WNYC FM and AM New York and WNYC.org.